Okay, we're recording.
Okay, it's working. I can see it.
Yes, you see the record. All right. So this is Embodiment of Soul Care. I'm Kelly. This is JJ. She's joining me again today after our wonderful podcast last night, which, by the way, was absolutely amazing. And now it's going to be a one-on-one reading that we're going to do, just a quick, like, 15-minute reading. Casey's going to have one too. We're going to post them. We just want to showcase JJ Smith because we think she's powerful, unbelievable, and has so much to offer to this world. And we want to share it and make sure that all of you then know to reach out to her. So she's going to read me and we're going to see what this is all about. This could get scary or really fun. I didn't bring the tissues.
Seriously scary.
I know.
Yeah, you better get some tissues. People normally cry.
I know, right? I'll just use my sleeve. Okay,
so, right? So, anywho, I told you that before we got on, I was starting to get information. And last night, we had started touching on, and I apologize. I was so tired at the end of the day that I don't normally do readings that late at night. So, thank you for letting us do it during the day.
Yes.
And so, before I got on today, at first, your grandma was coming through strong like she did last night, right? Which is your mom's mom. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk some more about her in a little bit. But once I started tuning into Grant, I'm getting a lot of information about him right now. So if you're okay that, let's go ahead and talk with him first. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I took some notes from when I was just getting in my zone before we got on the call. And you might want to take some notes too, because I don't always remember after when I'm done reading what we talked about.
Got it.
So tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So we talked last night that this was like a really good friend of yours, like a brother, right? Because I kept getting that brother kind of feel. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's funny because when I started tapping in today, I also kind of felt like maybe you guys had a little bit of a crush thing going on.
Yes. Yes.
Would
very
that
much
sound
so.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say because when I started talking with Grant, I was getting like, oh, a crush. Like this was a crush of Kelly's. And I was like, oh, look what's coming up now.
Oh yeah.
So even though you had known him forever and he was like a brother, you guys were getting to that age that there was like this kind of romantic spark going on. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then he was telling me, like, so you guys grew up together and you would fight and bicker like siblings.
Yes.
But you were also best friends.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Very
okay.
true.
All right. And I guess I should have told you before what I do when I'm doing a reading is I give you the information and I ask you, does that sound right? Or is that correct? And the reason I'm doing that is to to validate that the information I'm getting is correct, but without you leading me or giving me too much information. Are you
right.
with me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Also, I was getting the impression that he was starting to get a little wild before his passing, that he was kind of running wild, right? And that he would try to bring you along in that path, but you were more of like the, oh no, I'm, you know, the more responsible, like trying to keep it reined in a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so very
is
true.
That correct?
That's very true. Yes.
Okay. And then I want to go back to this in a little bit. I was getting something about a beaver. Does that make any sense?
Oh,
to
yeah.
you at all?
Yes. Well, he actually
died. It does.
Yeah. He actually died.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let
in
me
a
think.
Accident.
Yeah.
Was it a beaver?
It was like beaver. It was like the beaver lift or something like that. That might have actually been where we first met.
Oh.
We met like on the ski hill and then he also died on the ski hill. And there are lifts, you know, the names of lifts. It's like beaver this, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. So I'm pretty sure that was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So that does make sense.
Yes.
Okay. Because I kept getting the word beaver and I was like, I don't know what that means, but I'll ask you if you know what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think his bench.
Okay. So
I think his bench that his parents put up is under the beaver chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that gave me goosebumps. So that's right. There's something correct with that, because spirit, when what we're saying is the truth, they give me goosebumps to let me know that we're on the right track. Yep. That's what we're talking about. So, okay. So that's what the beaver thing meant. Okay. And then we had already talked last night that he had asked in a ski, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I keep also getting something, and I was touching on this last night and I wasn't sure what I was getting. But it was like something about fast cars, and which is why, do you remember initially I was like, was it a car accident? Mm-hmm. Did he either drive super fast or he had like a sports car type? Is something about fast cars?
Well,
does it mean anything to you?
Yeah, he was really into going and doing like donuts in parking lots and stuff like that. That was kind of his thing, you know, on the ice.
Okay. which is really funny, because right before you and I got on, he was still giving me information, and I was feeling like he had a real daredevil personality.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like he was always the kid that was like taking the risks and doing the things that were kind of out there that were
right.
kind of big risk or big chances.
Now, something interesting about the speed deal too is that he was a speed ski, like he did downhill skiing. So he did like really fast race ski racing.
Oh, so fast. Okay. So fast racing
yes.
doesn't necessarily have to be cars.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I also feel when that accident happened, that was he with friends and not with his family?
Yes.
Or on some kind of a school trip or like with friends?
They had just finished training that day. We all did. And he was with my brother and one of our other really dear friends when the accident happened.
Okay. Because I felt like somebody had to call his family. Like his family wasn't with him when it happened.
Yes, my parents did.
When it happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. And was he either skiing out of bounds or doing something? I feel like he lost control, but that he was kind of doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, right? Like either skiing out of bounds or going really fast in an area that maybe wasn't made for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he hit a tree?
No,
did he hit a tree?
He hit another gentleman. So it was a snowboarder on the lower side of the knoll. And he was tucking and going as fast as he could, which you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And came over the knoll, and the guy was sitting there and didn't have his board up to signify that he was there. And so they just collided.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because I could feel that he hit something, but mm-hmm. I also could feel he was going really fast, mm-hmm. like kind of something he wasn't quite supposed to be doing with
right.
where he was.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, and so, you know, he's okay with his passing, but it's funny. I feel like he was making me feel like what he misses the most is the stuff he missed out on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
he had so much fun stuff that he still wanted to do
yep.
in his life that's really he's resting in peace and he's fine mm-hmm. and he's happy, but I feel like that's kind of like the regret part of it from him. Like, man, right. there was some other really cool stuff I wanted to do in that life.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You know, Yeah, he lived life for, he was really one of those living life for every moment per people. And I think that he never projected outward probably until he was dead. And then he's like, oh shit. You know,
that's exactly how I feel. And I feel like he kind of thought he was bulletproof, right?
Yes.
Like he was this big risk taker.
Yes.
He'd always mm-hmm. taken risks. And so he was like, oh, you know, I'm mm-hmm. I'm bulletproof. Like nothing's going to happen to me. And so when it did, he was like, oh crap, man, I had some stuff I wanted to do still.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think we touched on this last night, his family still really struggles with his passing. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so he wanted me to have you pass on the message that he's doing fine.
Okay.
He's well. And I don't know what this means, but he said something that he's watching a lot of sports from the other side.
Oh, okay.
Was he, did he, does that mean anything? That he was like, oh yeah, I'm still watching a lot of sports. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Well, he kept up on sports, especially skiing, of course, because that was his passion. So he's probably watching that, is my guess. Something to do with that. Because, I mean,
I think he just gave me the image of that. You know, there's a skier, and I think he even went to the Olympics, and he's got like crazy red hair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about? It's like a guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Or maybe he's a snowboarder.
Yeah, Sean. Sean something or another. Yep.
Okay. He just gave me that image, which means that's like validation to me that is what he's watching.
Yeah.
That he's still like keeping in tune or watching what's going on in that sport.
Yep. That makes sense because he left, you know, doing his passion. I mean, that was his thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just said he wouldn't have had it any other way.
Hell no.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. So yeah, he wants you to like reassure his family that he's fine. Cause I feel like they still feel like that's always the missing piece, right? Like at the table at holidays and at events that are family celebration kind of stuff. That they still, that's like almost when they feel it the most heavily, like, oh, if only Grant could be here, if Grant could enjoy this kind of feel.
Right.
Sorry, I just kicked my table. and he wants, my bad. So, but he wants them to know that he is, right? Like he is still there. So, and I almost feel like they still set a place for him at the holiday table. Do you know if they do that?
You know, it's during the holidays.
I feel like it's like, thanks.
It's during the holidays that family, he died during the holidays. He died January 16th. So it was like right after all the holidays.
Oh.
And then, you know, during the holidays, his mother, people send her angels to put in the tree above his bench. So it's really, it's a very holiday, holiday surrounded memory.
Remembrance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Because he's making me feel like the holidays are hard for them, hard for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they leave an empty place for him at the table.
Yeah.
So you'll have to ask his family if they do that. Cause I feel like they do that. And that would make sense that how they have that remembrance bench and people are sending like holiday gifts, those angels for him. And he's making me feel that he finds that really touching that they do that. Like that's something that means a lot to him.
Oh, okay.
That people haven't forgotten him.
Well, I will pass the word on then.
Okay. I'm sorry. He's just making me laugh.
Yeah, he's a silly ass.
There was like a crush thing. Well, and there was a crush thing going on with you two.
Of course he wants to bring this up. Of course he does.
Right? Like the whole, like, I was her first love.
Yes.
We totally, like, so that's true. That's true.
Yes, he was, like, my first love.
Yeah, like his kids, right?
Yep.
And he's making me feel like there was always kind of this, it was almost a dance. Like with young love, do you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it's funny that,
like,
you say that
we're together and flirty. Okay,
because
does it mean something?
Yes, because we went to a number of our school dances together.
Oh, that's why he phrased it like that, like the romantic dance.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So see, this is what I love is spirit gives me information that it doesn't mean anything to me, but those words mean something to you, right? Like you're like, oh, he referred to it as this romantic dance, like your relationship, but that's actually what you were doing. We're going to dances together.
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Well, he's telling me to tell you, he has not forgotten about you.
Oh, I know.
and that you guys will see each other the next time around. like, this isn't the last time.
Yeah, he better stick around next time and marry me, little fucker.
I know. So it's funny that you said that. It's funny that you said that because I actually had felt earlier when he was making me feel this whole crush thing, that might have been the path for you guys if yes. he would have been here.
It absolutely right? was
so
going to be. Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you will see that again mm-hmm. in the next go around. Because he makes me feel like he's already planning it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't doubt that one bit.
And he's also making me feel like time is irrelevant. The time, you know, on the mm-hmm. other side is like a snap is what he's showing me.
Yes.
So even though it feels, does that mean something to you?
Well, it does, because any time that I have ever had like a medium or a friend who, you know, like yourself, that can mm-hmm. communicate with the other side, he always brings up the time factor to mm-hmm. make sure I know that just because I think it's been a long time, it's only a blink of an eye. And so not okay. to forget where we were.
That is super cool. Yep. That is yep. really cool yep. that he's brought that up before. Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. see, and this is what I really love about doing the readings is they're telling me stuff that is very specific to you.
Right.
And I love that because that's actually one of the things that I ask for with spirit and with my spirit guides before I start is please give me specific information that will help with the validation for you. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Right?
So that's why yeah. it's like, I just say what they're telling me
yeah.
and then it means something to you. But yeah. Yep. So, and I feel like the reason he was wanting to talk about that is because for you, it feels like a long time since mm-hmm. he's been gone, and it's still yeah. going to feel like a long time because right. you have such a long life ahead of you.
Yeah.
But he's talking about that on the other side, it's truly just a snap as far as yep. there is no concept of time.
Perfect.
So, are you okay if I go on
yes.
to your grandma
yes.
and we let
yes.
Grant go?
Love to
okay.
Grant.
I'm just going to. Okay. And I was, and he said, love to you too. And I was yes. just going to say, I'm just going to take a second and thank him for coming mm-hmm. because I always like to do that.
Yes.
Just give me one sec.
Okay.
Okay. So now let me grab the notes from that I was taking for your grandma. Okay.
Okay.
So when I started tuning into your grandma and she's your mom's mom,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was getting that really tired feeling again. Do you remember I said last night that when I had been talking with her before we got on, I felt like I was going to sleep, but then that I couldn't wake up.
Yes. And this
and
is,
today,
I asked my mom.
So I had that. Okay. So today, let me tell you what I picked up on and tell me if this is what your mom said. Mm-hmm. So that is how she felt at the end, but I also feel like she maybe fought a long illness mm-hmm. and that's why she was so tired. Would that make sense?
Yes. And when I asked my mother about that, she said, well, because she was dying of cancer. And so my grandfather was so tired of
okay.
seeing her in pain that he gave her lots and lots mm-hmm. of morphine at the end there. So that's why you kind of feel that.
So that's mm-hmm. why she couldn't wake up.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So that's why she couldn't wake up. Cause I feel like she had not passed. She was asleep, but she was trying to wake up, but couldn't wake up. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So that makes sense. And the long illness then would have been the cancer.
Yes.
That she fought for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. And then we had talked last night that, that she was showing like that she lived on a ranch and she was showing me like her and her Wranglers and her plaid shirt with a snap front.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about that last
yep,
night, that
yep.
that's how she would have looked. But she also was making me feel today when I first started to tune into her, that her personality, like she was very solid. She was very calming and like dependable. She was like the person you could always depend on.
Yes.
And that she loved wide open spaces. Like
yes.
that ranch, she couldn't stand to feel cooped up. And what she really loved about being on the ranch and those wide open spaces is it gave her a sense of freedom
mm-hmm.
that women in her generation did not necessarily have or
right.
feel.
Right.
Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And then she kept showing me a picture of her on a horse. And you know, she's dressed the way of like what I was telling you last night. So I feel like riding horses was a pretty big part of her life of what she did. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And I also feel like she kind of had a no nonsense personality, and she called it like old school tough.
Yes.
That's what she called it. Old school tough.
Yes, she was.
That was part of her personality. Okay. And then she was also showing me a picture of herself, like rounding up cattle with the men, like where she would have been maybe the only woman, but she was still doing man's work.
Right.
Okay. And did she have salt and pepper hair?
Yeah. At the end. At the end. But I mean, you know, she was a redhead originally.
So it's funny you said that, because I said, she's showing me salt and pepper hair. And then like a red scarf around her neck.
Oh, so there you go.
Funny that you said red, because she kept showing me this like red scarf. So I wasn't sure what that meant. One of the things that she was talking to me about is that she wasn't super affectionate with her kids. Do you know if that's true?
Yes, true.
That is true.
Especially with my mother, yes.
And she was telling... with your mom. I was going to say, she's talking to me a lot about your mom. And so that was why I think she's coming through so strong, because she has some things that she wants you to pass on to your mom.
Okay. I'd love to. Yes.
But she was saying that, you know, she was never super affectionate with her kids, and it was because she always felt like this obligation to teach them to be strong, like that they were going to need to be strong in life. And so she felt by being too, and I also think it just wasn't part of her personality.
Yeah.
But I think she thought if she was too affectionate, it would make him soft.
Okay. Yep. That makes complete sense.
And one of the things that she told me is that she wishes that she would have hugged him more, that she was not one of those moms that was like cuddly, and she really wishes that she would have hugged her children more. Did she have two boys and one girl?
No, she had two girls. That was it. My mom.
That's it. Yep. Two girls. So I don't. What about in her family? Was
there were seven of
brothers?
Them. There were seven of them.
Okay, so it's not that. Okay, so I don't know what this means. Go ahead and write this down. Just say two boys plus one girl? Because that's what I have written down with a question mark behind it, because I wasn't sure what it was referring to.
Okay.
And she was also showing me a picture of her like driving an old farm truck.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean,
I felt like when she was showing me the picture, I felt like she's very efficient. Like once again, that no nonsense personality.
Yep. She's very efficient. She was, yeah.
And she kept kind of making me feel this saying of God and country. I feel like that was like the belief system. Does it mean something? That's the belief system that she instilled in her kids. God and country.
She was a petty officer in the Navy. So she was very much God and country.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize she was in the military.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that totally makes sense of why she was telling me God and country.
Right.
And I feel like she instilled that in her kids too, like that sense of honor and duty when it comes to country.
Yep.
Okay. And I have a note here that said Kelly's mom couldn't wait to get away from the ranch when she was younger. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean,
but then I feel like she went back. I feel like growing up, she could not wait to get away from where she was raised. And she got away for a little while, but then eventually she went back. Yep. Is that true?
Yeah. And that's kind of the feeling she always had, I think. So, yep.
Okay. So as much as your grandma loved it, your mom, it was more like she wanted to escape it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I felt like they had a ton of livestock at their place, which makes me think that they were more ranchers than farmers. Is that right?
Yeah. And that would actually be when my grandmother was growing up. She was on a ranch. And then I think what you're picking up on is she wanted to leave the ranch life, my grandma. And then once she went to the city and lived with her kids, that's when you were picking up on like feeling cooped up. Like she wanted to go back, you know, but they couldn't afford to go back at that point and have the land. Because my grandfather, her husband, was also from a family of ranchers. And they were all big cattle horse people. And then they left that life. They left Kansas and came to little old Fort Collins. And then probably always wanted to go back to the ranch life.
And then she was missing... missing the ranch life.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Okay. And that's why she's around me. That makes sense. Time,
so, yeah. I was going to say, oh, our internet's unstable for a second.
Oh.
Sorry, our internet connection was unstable for a minute. So I wanted to stop because last night when we were recording, I noticed that when it's unstable, then you couldn't hear what we were saying.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yes, that... I think that feeling must have been her feeling and not your mom's.
Right.
With the cooped up and the ranch. And yeah, she is around you a lot. I'm not sure. Did you guys have a close relationship when she was alive?
No, I was such a little girl. I think I was maybe 4 when she passed. But I feel like we've had a better relationship since she's been gone. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
yeah, I definitely feel like she is around you from the time we got on the phone the other day. That's what that's what I kept feeling was grandma on mom's side, grandma on mom's side. So that tells me that she's around a lot. Okay, I'm just looking at my notes because I want to make sure I don't forget anything because she was giving me a lot of information before we got on the phone and I knew we had limited time today.
Right, right.
She feels like she's not sure if your mom ever knew that she really loved her.
Probably not.
Because they didn't talk about it.
Right.
She was telling me they didn't talk about emotions in their family. And the biggest thing she wants you to pass on to your mom is that she wants her to know that she really did love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she still does.
Awesome.
And she's proud of your mom for how her life has turned out, that she's proud of her.
Okay. I'll tell her. She'll love that.
But she was telling me, you know, and your grandma's telling me, you know, we just didn't talk about emotions back then. Like that wasn't something, part of it was the era and part of it was her personality.
Right.
Right. She had a hard time showing emotions.
Right. Yep.
She told me again, that's the message that she wants to give her kids is how much she loved them.
Okay.
Because as I mentioned earlier, she was not like that snuggly, cuddly mom.
Right.
And she told me because there was always too much work to do, right?
Oh, like
she
just, that sounds
she
good.
Was working.
Sounds familiar.
Okay.
Yep.
And at the end, I was getting like that she took great pride in her life. Mm-hmm. And the freedom that she got from being on the ranch, right? Like she took a lot of pride that like she was from the ranch. She had a good family.
Yeah.
That nature is like where she found God was being out riding on the horse. That's really where she felt most connected to God.
Yep. That makes
sense. That she didn't feel like she had to go to a church to have that relationship with him.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah, and that's that.
Well, Jen,
do you have
JJ.
Any questions for her?
Amazing.
That's okay. Jen or JJ, either way is fine.
You know, I really don't have any questions. I mean, my questions are kind of like the questions that people wouldn't ask, so I'm not even going to bother. So that was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
Would you like me to send you my notes?
No, I wrote it down.
All right. Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm glad we were able to do this today, Kelly. Cause like I said, there are certain times a day that I'm just more fresh and more focused on being able to do this. And like 10 o'clock at night's not my forte.
No, you'd rather like be talking to your pillow.
So I appreciate you letting us. So I appreciate you letting us come back to this today.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, this is what it's like.
Yeah, and I think
viewers, this is what it's like when people come in.
Viewers will really appreciate this.
Great, great. Yep. Well, like I said, if anybody wants to book an appointment or talk with mm-hmm. me, they can either schedule the appointment at jjsmith.com. There's a calendar page on there that Perfect. Is where they can do that. Or if they would like to speak with me through my Facebook page, which is also JJ Smith Medium, they can send me a private message or things of that nature.
Wonderful. So,
and I am running some specials in October.
Oh, okay.
For readings. So, wonderful. So like if they want to do, sometimes people want to do like a group reading for a party mm-hmm. or like this month I'm doing a 2-for-1. So like if you book one, then one of your friends can come in for free. Right. So basically it ends up being half
price. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good deal.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, thank you so much. Love you, sister.
You're welcome. Love you, sister, too. Thanks for connecting us in.
And you stay on, and I'm going to stop the recording. So just stay on. I'm stopping the recording.
Perfect.